The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is the Bears Coaches Show with Bears head coach John Fox, the coaching staff, and Bears management. The Bears Coaches Show is brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by Verizon, Miller Lite, and University of Phoenix. Now, from Hallis Hall, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
And a pleasant good evening, everybody, and welcome into the PNC Center at Hallis Hall and this week's Bears Coaches Show here in Lake Forest, featuring head coach John Fox. Jeff Joniak with you. Good evening. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. Bears dropped 0-3 after the shutout loss in Seattle yesterday, and we're here with you until 7:30 tonight. We'll also be joined by Clint Hurt, the Bears outside linebackers coach and outside linebacker, a topic of conversation today. John, after your news conference today, news that Jared Allen was dealt to Carolina for a conditional draft choice today. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I think it's a win-win for both sides. I think, Jared had done everything we've asked. He was all in as far as learning outside linebacker. And really, truth be told, I think he's, his experience in a very, very good career has been with his hand in the dirt in a 4-3. And this was an opportunity for us to get a sixth-round draft pick as well as give him an opportunity to go finish his career as a defensive end.
He was all in, no doubt about it. He talked about it at length. Heck, I just had a long conversation with him Thursday before the Seattle trip, talking about the intricacies of working with other defensive linemen and make your rush rate between two players, make it a two. And it was an education to hear about pass rush from a guy who could wind up in the Hall of Fame. Is it something that he asked for? Is it something that, just didn't work out at that stand-up outside linebacker
position? I think, as I said before, I think it just worked out good for both sides. Not very many times do you actually have the opportunity to get a draft pick, with a guy, this far along in a career and also, on the kind of deal we had him on. So I think it was a great opportunity and, again, something he's excited about and also something we're excited about to give us a chance to get Willie Young on the field.
Yeah, one thing is, pass rushers have value any point of year, don't they?
No doubt.
No matter what age.
No, it doesn't matter. I think, they looked at it as a way to make them better, and we looked at it as a way to make us better.
And you mentioned Willie Young, and he was inactive this week. You mentioned earlier today at your weekly news conference after games that it was a special teams thing. But, is he feeling 100% or close to it now to really cut loose and get a chance there at the outside linebacker position? And you got Acho and Houston, too, to pick from.
Yeah, I think, it was, the numbers there at outside linebacker, also having enough guys to play on fourth down, which are, usually smaller, faster guys than the outside linebacker body type, much like the defensive end body type when you're in a 4-3 defense. So, as far as Willie being inactive, he was healthy. He's made great progress, and now he's ready to go.
When you have a player of his stature, I'm talking about Jared Allen, in the locker room, and he's a big personality, and players like him and all that, does it send any messages to the team that you have to respond to in front of that team regarding a player like that? Because people like him.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Jared was well-liked. He was well-liked by the staff as well as his teammates, and they understand, the players do, that this is a business. And, we're going to continually try to do anything we can to make our team better. And, in this case, I think most guys understand. I know Jared did. We gave hugs goodbye, and I think this is a good opportunity for him to go, finish his career as a 4-3 defensive end. And like I said before, it worked out good for us to get a draft pick for the future.
All right. And also, you don't want to, and this is not common, but you also don't want to disrespect a player of that nature, right?
Not at all. We had conversations. Ryan Pace, our general manager, who also has a great relationship with Jared and myself as well. It was one of those things where, it worked out well for everybody involved, and it's kind of a win-win for both sides.
And so does this create also more opportunities, obviously, for Lamar and Sam Acho to get, reacclimated, both coming off their own situations. Lamar coming off injury, had more snaps this week. And then, of course, Sam had a bout with a sickness here during the last couple weeks of training camp.
Yeah, I think, where we are right now as a football team, I think we were able to do this. I think the timing's right. And, again, the situation's right.
All right, we're with John Fox here until 7:30 tonight on the Bears Coaches Show. All right, let's take a look, because pass rush is also a big topic of conversation leading up to the game. But It looked good. It looked good at times, you know, in that game against Seattle. You get a couple of sacks from McPhee, a couple of sacks as well from Jarvis Jenkins. I guess let's start with Jarvis because he didn't have a ton of sacks in his career. He, in fact, matched his total. But not only that, made a big play on third down. He just made a bunch of plays. I think he gave him 9 or 10 tackles as well.
Yeah, he was a bright spot. I mean, you know, when you lose 26, nothing, there aren't many. But, you know, I think we made progress. I think we made progress in our preparation last week in getting ready for Seattle. You know, I think we improved in third down. I think we improved in the red area, obviously. And, you know, just overall, I think we took some strides defensively. But, you know, we've got to put all three phases together now to get a W.
Yeah, but overall, there's some really good things. You had a two-time Super Bowl team, one scoring drive, I guess, for a touchdown, the rest field goals, and you got stiff when you needed to. You know, there was key times like that goal line stand with three pops to the end zone. That was big.
Yeah, well, there was plenty of opportunities. I think, you know, 6 out of the 8 drives, we were pretty much lights out. You know, we did make strides. You do look at that as a coach. They see it as players when we view the film today. You know, it's just now putting all three phases together. We've not been able to do that, at least two of the three, and that's how you win games, and that's what we haven't done yet.
One more thought on that defense, too, and Jarvis talked about it today here at Hallis Hall about the preparation taken at the Sundays, but it's got to happen throughout the course of the week. It resonated with him, clearly, and some of the fellas. I think he even said that you told them that preparation was the best so far this season for the defensive point of view.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's where you kind of get ready for the exam, and so you know, I thought our players spent more time in the film room. I thought, you know, our practices were a little crisper. You know, the enthusiasm and the energy was better. So we just had to keep building on that and keep continuing to do that so we can get our season right.
How do you keep it consistent?
You know, I think it's just,
you know, that preparation part.
Yeah, well, I think it's just a challenge. I mean, guys got to understand, I call them mini games. And a lot of our practices are set up like games as far as what quarter we're in, you know, the number of plays that we actually practice. So I think, you know, we're starting to get the idea and, you know, getting the right guys to be able to mimic that.
And third down, that can make or break any team, obviously, offensively or defensively. But the thing you get, the bounce you get out of making stops on third down consistently over course of a game, is that where the swagger sneaks into a defense?
Well, I think it's you know, the defense's job is to take the ball away from the offense. And that doesn't mean always just on turnovers, fumble recoveries or interceptions. It's, you know, it's on downs as well. So, you know, they have a hard time scoring when they're not on the field, the opponent. And, you know, I think that's the secret in third down is, you know, the biggest down other than fourth down in football.
All right, John Fox here through the next half hour as we get you set for the Bears and Raiders coming up on Sunday back at Soldier Field. Also talk to Clint Hurt, the Bears' outside linebackers coach. The Bears today, the late news that Jared Allen dealt to the Carolina Panthers for a draft pick in 2016, believed to be a sixth rounder, right? Conditional draft pick, but reportedly a sixth round pick.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
Second and one from his 47, a great down to do some damage for the Seahawks. He goes back to throw, tight pocket, hit in the chest, and down he goes. Sacked on the play. Jarvis Jenkins gets to Russell Wilson.
Yeah, the pass rush came home a couple of times in the first half, a couple of times in the second half as well. Some other pressures as the Bears managed to keep it tight into deep in the third quarter before the Seahawks pulled away and get the win. Welcome back to the Bears Coaches Show here at PNC Studio at Hallis Hall here in Lake Forest at 6:43 with Bears head coach John Fox. We discussed, for those just joining the program, the Jared Allen move to Carolina. The Bears get a draft pick out of that for 2016. We discussed the defense. Let's now talk about the offense a little more in detail. And no disrespect to Jimmy Clausen or any other backup quarterback in the National Football League, John, but rarely there's only a certain amount of lightning in a bottle moments for these backup quarterbacks to have significant days when they're put in that position. And, you know, your expectations, while you certainly go out there and try and win, they have to be modest most of the time.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, I've seen some Hall of Fame quarterbacks struggle against that defense, and particularly there at home in their, you know, seasonal home opener. So, yeah, the good thing was we didn't turn the ball over. They feed off of that. You know, I've seen people get run out of town, and we had that happen to us in New York in the Super Bowl. So, you know, I think our plan was, you know, decent. I think it worked pretty good for one half. Not so well in the second half.
It's a crazy thing when you can't, you know, get something going and get those third down conversions or, you know, try and get to work the ball down the field against that secondary. They don't let anything deep. No, nobody really beats them deep. That's a Pete Carroll thing. He pounds it in their head. Don't get beat deep. So, you know, you got to live with the idea of being patient. They're great tacklers, right?
No doubt.
That's a good tackling team right there. Hard to separate.
Well, yeah, and they, you know, they play 8-man boxes, so they play, you know, a 3-deep zone. They rotate either way, or they go some man free along with that single high safety. And, you know, they've got outstanding pass rush, you know, whether it's, you know, there's your standard 4-man rush, which they do a tremendous job. And that's really the secret behind their defense. They're extremely fast. They're very athletic. Their corners are long and fast. So they're hard to get behind just because they have great length in that position at cornerback, as well as, you know, putting the pressure with the 4-man rush.
From a formula perspective, yesterday you want to make the game a little shorter. You want to get physical. You want to go power. You put the extra offensive lineman in. You bang it. You know, you were running the ball and owning the clock. You just didn't get points. But really, 5 minutes to go, third quarter, you got to make a big third down stop. They happened to convert. That was their first conversion of the game. And it's only 13-0 at point. Did you still feel like, okay, we can make a big play or two. Maybe there's a chance here. We can pull something.
Yeah, I think, you know, that was the plan. I think, you know, they make it hard to execute on offense, you know, between the crowd noise and their presence on defense, which is pretty good. And we just didn't execute well enough. I think we ran the ball early. We had better success early on than we did later. A little bit early in the third quarter, we popped a couple runs. But, you know, when you don't cross midfield but two times, it's hard to score many points. And when we got down there, we found ways to self-destruct, and, you know, just wasn't enough on that day.
You said earlier today, you know who the starting quarterback is. And Jay Cutler went healthy as your starter, but open for conversation this week overall?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of it's going to determine how we are Wednesday. I think, you know, Jay was running around out there Sunday, you know, in Seattle, and, you know, I think he was closer than some people might think. You know, I think they think, you know, we kind of just joke about it. But, you know, we'll see how this week goes. Obviously, he gives us the best chance to win. And, you know, a guy that we're looking forward to get back. If not, you know, we'll go with the next guy.
And by the way, I go back a little bit. How did you like it when you looked on tape at the running game with all those bodies banging in there? You had 8-man fronts, as you said, sometimes even 9. And you guys have all your extra, you have the extra alignment in there, a couple tight ends. Those cracks are real small.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's, you know, it's not their first rodeo either. You know, I think they've seen people try to ground and pound against them, and, you know, they're very capable. But we just felt like that was going to give us our best opportunity. It worked for a half and didn't work so good in the second half.
How'd you like how your guys up front handled that, though? Because you cracked a couple 12-yarders from Matt.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, you know, the consistency factor, Jeff, has been the problem for us. And whether it's been, you know, it's been some phase, offense, defense, special teams, you know, people, you know, out there looking at, you know, the two kickoff returns for touchdown. Those
I haven't even got to that yet.
Yeah, they don't help. But, I mean, there's been positives, you know.
Yes.
I mean, we did partially block two punts in the Seattle game. And, you know, but we still have different holes to fill, and we'll continue to work on it.
All right, we'll touch on special teams when we come back, and also look at the Oakland Raiders, where John will be hitting the tape tonight, getting ready for the game plan to give to the players coming up here this week.
Now, more of the Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox on News Radio on 105.9 FM WBBM.
Takes the snap of the pocket. McPhee's coming again. Hits him from behind, and down he goes. Sack McPhee, back-to-back sacks, a 5-yard loss.
That was Pernell McPhee, and that was in the second half. John Fox with us here on the Bears Coaches Show with us for another 8 minutes or so before he takes off. And we hear from outside linebackers coach Clint Hurd here on the program here from PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. Glad you're with us tonight. He had 3 consecutive plays. So they tried to block him with Jimmy Graham on one. Good luck. No disrespect to Jimmy Graham. That's not his thing. Then he beats the right tackle, Gary Gilliam, a former tight end, I might add. And then you moved him inside, and that's proven also to be a very difficult challenge for the interior. So he talked about it a little bit. That's when the dog comes out on a guy, and he felt it was starting to reverberate throughout the entire defense. But that 3-snap stretch, is he capable of doing that game to game, no matter who the competition is?
I believe so. You know, Purnell's a guy that works at it hard. I think, you know, he and Antrell roll both the defensive captains this week, and, you know, preparing for Seattle. I mean, they took some of the criticism to heart, and guys, they're the ones that make it happen, whether it's in the meeting rooms or on the practice field. And, Purnell's been a great addition that way, and we need him to continue that moving forward.
All right. We touched on the idea of improvement on special teams. The kick return game has been a big problem, obviously, covering it, as you explained earlier today about getting off of blocks. You know, that's want to and technique, right?
Well, and experience, and we don't have a lot of it. So I think, we've got some young guys there, whether it's in punt protection or whether it's in kickoff coverage. We've got guys that are new to our football team that we claimed at the final 53 that, are still learning some of our schemes, and they'll get better as we go. I think the guys are willing, and it's a matter of seeing different things, and there's a lot of different schemes you have to see in this league, and I think we'll definitely improve moving forward.
The old okey-doke happened on the punt return. We've seen it here with Dave Tobe a couple years ago on a play callback. You mentioned the Rams did it. Richard Sherman had to make a tremendous play, and watching that tape three times just to fly down the field. For those who didn't see it, it was an acting job by Tyler Lockett. The kick was went left. He went right. My eyes followed right because that's where you think the ball's going, and Richard Sherman came off of a double-team gunner position or whatever you would call it, and punt team, and he ran back and caught the punt on the fly, which had to happen. He doesn't do that. The play doesn't happen. But with deception like that, what do you coach? How do you handle something like that? And are you preparing these guys now, because they're so young at that special teams spot right now, that teams may try more of that type of stuff? That play's done for the year now. No, you're not going to get fooled by that again, but will they try other stuff?
Well, I think, again, it's like everything. It's experience. I mean, we've got two rookies there on the left side, both our left slot and our left tackle. It's a recognition thing. Our left gunner, Richard's out there, Sherman, and he's way wide. We inside release because, of the direction of the kick. And he floats back there. Guys that have played in this league and recognize things, it's just experience, like a different blitz, for a quarterback. We didn't recognize it very well. They're an exceptional rush group, so they did a great job of rushing punts. So, we spend more of our time on stuff like that rather than gadgets. And, for a young squad, that those things happen, and we'll learn from it and get better for it.
We don't really talk about punting much, but Pat O'Donnell yesterday, frankly, had 10 punts, but the types of punts he did, many different kinds, and he's a weapon. I mean,
he's
that
tremendous
punt when you kick it straight up in the air that it looked like it clearly hit the guy in the leg, that's a dangerous punt. That's a grenade.
Yeah.
Who knows where it's going?
Well, we were able, to get, everybody talks about the kickoff return, and trust me, I remember it too. But, we had a muffler that we recovered last week right before the halftime against Arizona. We did get our hand on two punts as far as punt block, on Sunday in Seattle. Unfortunately, they weren't more of a solid hand, more of a fingertip and thumb tip. But, again, I think guys are working at it hard, and they'll improve as we go.
All right, let's talk Raiders. Jack Del Rio on your staff, you know him, you know what he's all about. So what are we looking at?
Well, I think, like Jack, just like myself, you hire coordinators to work on their sides of the ball. And, they've kind of made a drastic change here of late defensively. They've gone more to a 3-4 than, kind of our hybrid 4-3 that we had run over the years. Offensively, I think their quarterback's playing very well. He got a good year under his belt a year ago. They've added some weapons for him at the receiver position. So they've had a good start. So they're very, very capable and very potent, and particularly on offense.
I love this quote today from 39-year-old Charles Woodson, who had an interception the other day against the Browns and the bad shoulder that was taped up too. But he says, having a quarterback is everything. No truer words can be spoken, and the Raiders feeling a little juice because of Derek Carr.
Yeah, I think, I think they've done their personnel department has done an excellent job of surrounding him. Amari Cooper's stepped in and done a tremendous job. So they've added some weapons around him. Yeah, Crabtree's, a veteran guy. They kind of converted over, stayed in the Bay Area. Their running game, they're big physical in the offensive line, and the young quarterback's playing well.
They made Khalil Mack gain some weight. He's 270 now, playing his hand down at left defensive end or standing up, I'm sure. Is he a guy you circle and you say you got to know where he is?
Well, I mean, it was easier before. They added Alden Smith, and now they've got guys on each side, so you can't lean one side or the other. But those are two very, very potent pass rushers.
All right, John. That's all the time we have for you tonight. Appreciate you coming down. We'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, Jeff.
That's Bears head coach John Fox coming up next. Clint Hurt, the Bears outside linebackers coach, joins the program.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox. In this hour featuring outside linebackers coach Clint Hurt. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by North Shore University Health System, MasterCard, and Comcast. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
I mean, you could see in some of them plays that we was playing with an attitude, we was playing with a swag, and, you know, and all that goes to show that it's coming along. The defense is starting to play together.
That was earlier today here at Hallis Hall. Pernell McPhee, the Bears outside linebacker, with a couple of sacks and a great stretch of plays against the Seattle Seahawks yesterday in that second half. And we welcome in Bears outside linebackers coach Clint Hurt. Welcome to the program, Clint. And your guy keeps talking about letting the dog come out. So I think the media and the fans appreciate it. They love his animation when he gets like that, because he's talking about it since he got here. But what he said was that it was not just him. He felt the entire defense, and he named a bunch of guys that it started to come out. And is that catchy? I mean, is that something that if one guy does it, everybody's going to start doing it?
You know, to his credit, you know, Pernell is a guy that wants to lead by example. He's just not going to talk a big game. He's going to do that. He's going to bring it in practice. And he's been like that since he's gotten here. So, yeah, the rest of the guys, it's one thing for a guy to say it, but when they turn on the tape and they watch him practice and they watch him play and he's doing the things that he says, yes, that's very easy for the rest of the guys to jump on board with it. So, absolutely.
Does he like lining up all over? Because now a couple rushes inside last couple games have paid dividends also.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that made him very attractive to us in free agency. You know, you turn on his film in Baltimore, and he's lining up at left end, right end, left outside linebacker, right outside linebacker. They go to their sub package on third down, and he can be playing nose. He can be playing three technique. So it just showed his versatility. And obviously within Vic's system, there's a lot of opportunities for that. So he took advantage of him yesterday and had a lot of hurries and hits, even outside of the sacks and the tackle production. Wow. So he played very well.
He must froth when he sees a one-on-one matchup like yesterday, a couple of times, including a tight end like Jimmy Graham.
Oh, he loves it. You know, we set up at the beginning of every week, just set up cut-ups and things like that on the opponent's offensive tackles and then their tight ends and run blocking and their pass protections. So obviously when he got a chance to see, you know, some of the issues that he can create, he got very excited by that.
How do you motivate, and a guy doesn't need motivation because he's clearly, when he gets on the field Sunday, he plays at a very high level and does so in a very tenacious manner. But what do you put in his ear as an outside linebackers coach from an established veteran like that, who's getting a great opportunity here now to play a lot more snaps than he ever has in his career and be a leader?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the first things first, talking to him in free agency right before he came was, look, you have the opportunity to come here and be a building block, be the cornerstone of getting Chicago back to playing great defense year in and year out like the city has been accustomed to seeing. So that's number one. And I like to do that and pose that challenge to guys because you really find out if they want that responsibility. And that's the number one thing, at least what he said to me, what drew him here. And then now that he is here, is just constantly challenging him to be the best, you know, be the most in terms all around, you know, against the run, most dominant guy one-on-one against the run. As a pass rusher, his versatility, and obviously in the pass coverage game when he is involved in that. So just challenging him every day on what he has to get better at. And he's like a sponge. You know, he always wants to know, okay, where do I have to improve here? You know, and how can I get better? That's something that he is always eager to do and improve.
I think he was a little leery about the idea of dropping into coverage when he came here. He'd laugh about it. But how's he made that transition? And he hasn't had to do a ton of it yet.
Mm-mm. Not as much. And that was not, he was in Baltimore, they were more of like a Sam and Rush situation, and he being the Rush guy. So he was better 90% of the time he would be going. So now the benefit of it, and explain it to him, is like this: when you can be balanced in terms of who is rushing and who is dropping, it's harder for an offense to get a beat on you in terms of how they're going to set their protections. So it increases the likelihood that he's going to have one-on-one matchups versus tight ends and running backs. When you can be balanced, so to speak, on who can be going, as opposed to if you know one of the two guys is rushing 85, 90% of the time, it makes it very easy to block in terms of how, you know, making sure they put a bigger guy on him. So him understanding that, and he's a very smart guy, you know, he understands it and has made him work on you know, being better out in space. But he's a, you know, he's a 280-pound man, so you don't want him out there too much.
No way. Get him closer to the quarterback. That's absolutely my feeling. But the what I have to do is important, but the why is something that, and if a player, okay, I got it.
Yep.
You know, that alleviates a lot of the conversation and absolutely any concerns they might have. We're with Clint Hurt.
The Bears Coaches Show with outside linebackers coach Clint Hurt and WBBM's Jeff Jodiak continues.
As you can tell in those third downs when Vic showed us the film, everybody was on their man. Everybody did what they were supposed to do, and it actually worked.
That is Jarvis Jenkins from earlier today here at Hallis Hall as the Bears now prepare for the Oakland Raiders. Jarvis Jenkins at the center, some key third down stops yesterday by the Bears. That, if that can consistently happen, that'll pay dividends for your defense. The mindset alone, right, on third down?
Absolutely. You know, that's something that's been a huge focal point for us. Yesterday it just felt good seeing that, you know, the third down game plan come into effect. And obviously you want to see that by quarterback effects, hits, hurries, and obviously sacks is what you want to get. And yesterday we had great execution of the game plan, you know, looking from week to week from Green Bay to Arizona. And then yesterday, obviously, the challenge is with keeping Russell in the pocket and keeping him confined. And if anything, if he's going to escape, make him step up through the middle and then close things down on him. And Jarvis did an unbelievable job with that yesterday. And then he and Will Sutton got excellent push, made the job of the outside guys a lot easier with getting the sacks when you can close down and confine the pocket.
Bears outside linebackers coach Clint Hurt with us here until 7:30 tonight as the Bears try and recover from a loss in Seattle. So your room will be an interesting one moving forward here with the trade today of Jared Allen to the Carolina Panthers. How do you address that in the room when a guy with that big of a personality and a guy respected by all the fellas in that room?
You know, it's number one is always surprising, you know, when something like that happens. That room is a very close-knit group, even with all the experience in that room. And obviously Jared being the most experienced and accomplished player thus far, you know, was something that was a surprising situation. But at the same time, you know, all the guys love him. They respect him. You know, he put his best foot forward. We're trying to get comfortable in the system. And I know he feels better about having his hand in the dirt. When you've done it for this long and been that successful, I can totally understand it, and I commend the guy for giving the effort, trying to do it and make the adjustment that he did. But for the guys in the room, they still love him. They're still close with him. He sent out a text message to everybody, you know, just wishing the best because obviously, you know, things kind of got moving quickly. But we're all going to miss him. He's an unbelievable guy and obviously a great player.
Can you put into context the challenge he had?
You know, it's, you know, you hate to use that term like, okay, old dogs don't learn new tricks, you know, but at the same time, when you've been doing something at a high level for 11 years with your hand in the dirt and you know how you're going to take on run blocks and get into your rush and the only things that you have to worry about, now all of a sudden in your 11th or 12th year in the league, you have to start walking outside to adjust the formations and playing, adjusting the routes and the different things that's going to come with that. It's just a lot on your plate, you know, to handle that stuff. And he's an exceptionally – his football intelligence is off the charts. So learning the stuff was not the problem, but it's just so far out of his element and not having done it since he was in high school, I think, as he told me, is when the last time he had done it. You know, I can understand the frustrations, but like I said, he worked his butt off at it, you know, at getting adjusted and doing the very best he could with it. And he's had some good downs, but he's going into a situation where he's going to feel more comfortable.
Just, heck, and I forgot which game it was already. The season moved so fast, whether it was week one or two, but just going to get a running back on a wheel route and running down the sideline with him. I mean, he never had to do that. That's just foreign.
First preseason game. It actually started really early. First preseason game against the Dolphins, first third down. Instead of going to get the quarterback, he had to end up, you know, covering the back on a wheel route. And that's just part of it. You know, it's part of it, and he did an excellent job then. And like I said, different world, but he worked his tail off at it. Smart guy, consummate professional. You know, we're going to miss him. You know, but it's a win-win for the Bears and for Jared.
Did he ever express any frustration with that?
No. He stayed first class all the way. Jared knows how to conduct himself. He was unbelievable the whole process through.
The player of the game brought to you by Xfinity, and we gave that to Pernell McPhee for his two second-half sacks. And the play of the week brought to you by McDonald's, proud partner of the Chicago Bears, Jarvis Jenkins' first sack. And the first sack for the Bears here in this 2015 season. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, covering the world of Bears football on and off the field with The Wacky Anthony Adams and Lauren Screeden, brought to you by Jimmy John's and airing every Sunday night, 11:05 on Fox 32 Chicago, or go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears.
Now, more of the Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox on News Radio 105.9 FM WBBM.
And welcome back to the program. Jeff Joniak here at the PNC studio at Hallis Hall with Clint Hurt, the Bears outside linebackers coach. Made the move from assistant D-line coach last year under Coach Trestman's program. And the fact that they moved to the 3-4, you're still teaching the same types of stuff.
Yes.
You're with the big guys. You're yes, with the big guy. You're a big guy yourself. You're sticking with the big guys.
Absolutely. You know, most of the job is... And I think it's a good analogy. Outside linebacker, you're still 70% defensive end at the end of the day. You know, and then the other 30% obviously is outside linebacker responsibilities with coverages. So in terms of the things with footwork, hand placement, pad level, locking out, disengaging blocks, teaching, you know, building a rush plan for the individual player and putting together the games and whatnot, that stuff doesn't change from coaching defensive line to outside linebackers. You know, now the next phase, and this is where Coach Fangio has been a huge benefit to me, is, you know, the coverage aspect of it and the different responsibilities and drops and things like that that come with the position. That's been a new world. But at the same time, I love it.
Are you bracing for, you know, now we got a three-game trend to look at. Teams can look at your tape that they'll start challenging your outside linebackers to do more coverage.
I don't worry about that. I mean, I accept that challenge. I look forward to that challenge. We got smart guys in that room. Some things, and sometimes that they're out there in space, that may not look the most natural, but they're smart guys. They know their weaknesses. They're aware of who they are as players and what their strengths are, and also who their opponent is. You know, so I don't really worry about those matchups. And obviously, Vic is always going to devise a great plan to make sure that you know, that we don't get too many tough downs matched up on wide receivers and whatnot. And if we are, we're going to have help.
All right. With Jared Allen's move to Carolina, now it opens a door for Lamar. It opens for Willie Young, Sam Acho to get more reps. Mm-hmm. How do you look at these three veterans right now as they move into this next phase?
Well, obviously, they all have different skill sets that they bring and ways that can help us play good defense and obviously win football games. You know, Sam was a guy that's extremely smart. The guy that has the most experience playing the outside linebacker position, so he's a lot further along being in coverage and space as opposed to the other guys. So he helps us in that aspect of things. And obviously, good run defender, hard physical at the point of contact and whatnot. And his pass rush is coming along from where he was after his rookie in Arizona, and he took some injuries. But he's making progress there. Lamar, a physical guy, strong at the point of contact, really gives you something in a run game when people want to try to get physical and pound you, but he's a good athlete as well. He can play in short area spaces against route pickups and whatnot. So, and he's really coming along. And then with Willie, obviously with the pass rush, you know, getting back in his comfort zone and really still getting comfortable coming off the injury that he had and getting that burst back and whatnot. So, and he's showing flashes there, but obviously the more he's out, the better off he's going to be. You know, Lamar and Willie both being behind the eight ball because they were out, obviously, in the spring, still recovering and rehabbing from their injuries from last fall. So they're a little bit behind the eight ball just in that sense of it. But they're coming along quickly. You know, we're pleased with where they're at. You know, now when they get out there, he's got to play and be in it. You know, getting the reps in the preseason was beneficial to him. So it definitely opens up more opportunity to get those guys on the field and get them out there and go play.
All right, Clint, that's all the time we have for you tonight. I appreciate you coming aboard. Clint Hurt, Bears outside linebackers coach. Earlier tonight, the trade of Jared Allen, a topic of discussion with Coach John Fox.
Well, I think it's a win-win for both sides. I think, you know, Jared done everything we've asked. He was all in as far as learning outside linebacker. And really, truth be told, I think he's, you know, his experience in a very, very good career has been with his hand in the dirt in a 4-3 and this was an opportunity for us to get a 6th-round draft pick as well as give him an opportunity to go finish his career as a defensive end.
He was all in, no doubt about it. He talked about it at length. Heck, I just had a long conversation with him Thursday before the Seattle trip, talking about the intricacies of working with other defensive linemen and make your rush great between two players, make it a two. And it was an education to hear about pass rush from a guy who could wind up in the Hall of Fame. So is it something that he asked for? Is it something that, you know, just didn't work out at that stand-up outside linebacker
position? I think, as I said before, I think it just worked out good for both sides. You know, not very many times do you actually have the opportunity to get a draft pick, you know, with a guy, you know, this far along in a career and also, you know, on the kind of deal we had him on. So I think it was a great opportunity and, again, something he's excited about and also something we're excited about to give us a chance to get Willie Young on the field.
Yeah, one thing is – pass rushers have value any point of year, don't they?
No doubt.
No matter what age.
No, it doesn't matter. You know, I think, you know, they looked at it as a way to make them better, and we looked at it as a way to make us better.
And you mentioned Willie Young, and he was inactive this week. You mentioned earlier today at your weekly news conference after games that it was a special teams thing. But, you know, is he feeling 100% or close to it now to really cut loose and get a chance there at the outside linebacker position? And you got Acho and Houston, too, to pick from.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was, you know, the numbers there at outside linebacker, also having enough guys to play on fourth down, which are, you know, usually smaller, faster guys than the outside linebacker body type, much like the defensive end body type when you're in a 4-3 defense. So, you know, as far as Willie being inactive, he was healthy. He's made great progress, and now he's ready to go.
You know, when you have a player of his stature, I'm talking about Jared Allen, in the locker room, and he's a big personality, and players like him and all that, does it send any messages to the team that you have to respond to in front of that team regarding a player like that? Because people like him.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Jared was well-liked. He was well-liked by the staff as well as his teammates, and you know, they understand, the players do, that this is a business. And, you know, we're going to continually try to do anything we can to make our team better. And, you know, in this case, I think, you know, I think most guys understand. I know Jared did. You know, we gave hugs goodbye. And I think this is a good opportunity for him to go, you know, finish his career as a 4-3 defensive end. And like I said before, it worked out good for us to get a draft pick for the future.
All right. And also, you don't want to, and this is not common, but you also don't want to disrespect a player of that nature, right?
Not at all. We had conversations. Ryan Pace, our general manager, who also has a great relationship with Jared and myself as well. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, it worked out well for everybody involved, and it's kind of a win-win for both sides.
And so does this create also more opportunities, obviously, for Lamar and Sam Acho to get, you know, reacclimated, both coming off their own situations. Lamar coming off injury, had more snaps this week. And then, of course, Sam had a bout with a sickness here during the last couple weeks of training camp.
Yeah, I think, you know, where we are right now as a football team, I think we were able to do this. I think the timing's right. And, again, the situation's right.
All right, that's Bears head coach John Fox. Reports out as well. The Bears have also traded former second-round pick John Bostic to the Patriots for another sixth-round pick pending a physical. Not official from the Bears, but a couple of sixth-round picks coming back to the Bears as they get ready now for the next phase of their building process. Make the biggest news and breakfast even bigger. Join McDonald's before this Sunday's home game at the Ultimate Tailgate on the Southeast Lawn at Soldier Field as they kick off serving breakfast all day. McDonald's is bringing the free breakfast, so all you need is an appetite. And spend game day with the Bears Network, starting with Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Advocate Healthcare at 10:30 Sunday morning on Fox 32 Chicago. And after the game, Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by CDW at 10:35 after the final word on Fox 32 Chicago. For Bears head coach John Fox, outside linebackers coach Clint Hurt, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks to Dan Barilli, Andy Gersher, and Keith Johnson. Our exclusive pregame coverage for Bears Raiders underway at 9 a.m. Sunday, kickoff at noon. This is News Radio on 105.9 FM. Good night, everybody.